It's the 42nd episode of the Lead Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay. Rebecca had to work overtime this weekend.
Yeah.
So she is not with us. And Kyle's a pooper. So, just us again.
Yep. Dun-dun-dun-dun. But filming on another odd day that we don't typically film on. I guess we should get a better schedule.
We do. We normally do.
Yeah.
It's when people don't come, it throws us off and we're like, let's go to the gym. Speaking of the gym, Kevin and I have been working out these past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been eating less. Kevin has been eating more.
Yes.
And
we're heading in opposite directions.
We decided to kind of film it, chronicle it, I guess. Mine is kind of aiming to get more back into cosplay. I feel like my body is not... Well, it is not what it used to be when I cosplayed, and I want to get back to that and be able to kind of cosplay and do photography at the same time, because it's...
Not feel winded when you do all your squats all day and take pictures.
Yeah. So that's kind of my goal, and Kevin's goal is to bulk up so I can dress him up with into shirtless cosplay.
Fairy tale.
So we're going to... Yes. Fairy tale.
And then so I can pick up the photography stuff without feeling winded.
Yes. So we're going to be chronicling that. We were going to chronicle it when we started, and then we were like, nah.
Forgot.
Well, I didn't forget. It was just like, well, Kevin, it was Kevin's idea. And then I said, okay, I mean, I guess and I have to
get Holly approval for everything.
And then, and then we kind of thought about it the other day, and we were like, we should just chronicle it, and because it's hard.
It is. A lot of work.
Yeah. I'm tired a lot, but, There's ups and downs. Yeah, boo-hoo.
Hey, it's hard for people that don't want to eat to force themselves to eat.
Yes. Kevin doesn't like eating a lot. He does enjoy eating flavors, in some ways. Yeah, yeah, like he'll like enjoy a meal and be like, that was so good. Right. And he'll crave things sometimes, but he forgets to eat. And sometimes he doesn't want to waste time eating. Yes. He thinks
it is an efficiency.
He doesn't mind like going out with me and like grabbing like dinner time or something.
Getting food. But having to cook my own stuff and
If I cook them, he's fine.
Yeah, but if I'm working and then I just forget to cook something, then I'm just like, well, I'll just wait till dinner. And then 6 hours later,
and then it's 8 p.m. and he's like, I'm so hungry. I didn't eat all day, and I'm like, okay.
So
that's been hard for Kevin to
eat more.
Eat more, just calories and not like bad calories, like healthy calories, which is really hard because the quantity you have to eat when you eat healthy calories is crazy.
Yeah. Vegetables?
Yeah, don't have calories. If any, yeah.
If any. Lots of vitamins.
Yeah.
And minerals.
Yeah.
There are more minerals.
All right. So this past week, everybody was doing the Extra Life.
And what's that all about? I kept seeing posts about it.
It's, like, you get on a stream. Okay, I'm going to say what I know it as. You get on a stream for, you say you're doing it for Extra Life, which goes towards a charity for children.
Now, do you have to explicitly, like, I mean, I could say, oh, this stream is for Extra Life.
But I don't know how you...
Maybe you just have to differentiate.
Maybe Twitch has like a section where you say, I'm doing this for Extra Life, and so Twitch does it for you, maybe? That would be nice. I don't know. And I know people do it separately from Twitch too, like they'll host their own live streams because they have a more robust system or something. But anyways, that was going on, and basically you stream for 24 hours from like 8 a.m. to 8 a.m. and people donate money in your stream, and then it all goes towards the charity.
What does the charity do?
It's for children.
I see that.
Sick children.
Do they play
I don't know.
Games?
I don't remember exactly what charity it is.
It's powered by Twitch.
Oh, so Twitch puts it on.
Yes.
So Twitch, you probably have to be okay.
Benefiting the Child's Miracle Network. Okay, so that's the grant. Like, that's the balloons one.
So
that you see at Costco.
Arda was donating theirs to Ann and Robert Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. So it could be your charity of choice. So Twitch might be donating to only that place. Yeah. Because these
extra,
people...
Here, let me just read the description, I guess. That might make more sense. Extra Life unites thousands of players around the world in a 24-hour gaming marathon to support Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Oh, so it's part of that network. Okay.
Since its inception in 2008, Extra Life has raised more than $14 million for CMN, Children's Miracle Network, hospitals.
Yeah, anyways. So I remember hearing it about it like a couple years ago and then last year. This year, I have never gotten more invites to watch an Extra Life stream than I have this year. Like, everybody, and it's not a bad thing. Like, people are doing it for charity, you know, so that's always a great thing.
And Children's Miracle Network, too.
Everybody was doing a stream, and I was like, how do you even, like, pick what stream you're going to do and what stream you donate to.
Right, and which game you're going to play.
Yeah, it's just like, I was feeling overwhelmed, and I was, like, we were gone all day. So I wasn't even, like, participating in it or, like, watching it. But I was, like, everybody, like, all last week, it's like, invite, come watch my stream, come watch my stream. I was like, holy shit, calm down. Hmm. So it was really crazy this year.
You have more gamer friends than I do.
Yeah, I do. And that, like I said, it's not a bad thing. It was just, like, for me, it's, like, overwhelming. I was like, why is everybody doing one? Yeah. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Children's Anyways. Miracle.
What are they?
Why do you keep saying that?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Are they the Make-A-Wish people or are they not the Make-A-Wish people?
It probably, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Oh, it goes towards, curious, it goes towards
children.
Do we give
children time to meet John Cena or not meet John Cena?
You know, I bet you could just write to John Cena and be like, I'm sick.
Yeah, well, he does the most appearances, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's always at the hospital, just like Russell Wilson. So you could just be like, come on over. I don't know where he lives. I assume LA or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, travel to all the shows.
That was going on this weekend. So that's what a lot of people were doing.
Yes.
I wonder, there might not have been too many cons this past weekend. Oh, there was BlizzardCon, never mind.
Well, that's a different kind of con. That's a very specific con to go.
Yeah, but a lot of people went this year.
Yeah.
I know it was.
Are they releasing a new patch or a new expansion? They did one last year.
I think a lot of famous cosplayers went, and I think that kind of gets people's attention and stuff. I remember a while ago, I think it's called BlizzCon, they were having problems. Like they almost, I think they didn't happen for a year or something.
No, BlizzCon's always been.
It was a different con.
I mean, Blizzard's releasing a lot of games right now.
I feel like one of their cons didn't happen one year. It was delayed or something.
I was invited to drive down there.
I know your friends drove all the way from Seattle to, where is it held? LA?
LA.
Is it at the convention center? It probably
might
is.
Not be at LA. It might be in San Diego. I don't remember now.
You know, we could probably look it up.
Yeah, it probably would be easier to look this up. But BlizzCon, yeah. So right now, what do they got? They have WoW, of course. And then they have...
Diablo.
Oh, right. Diablo. And then they have Heroes of the Storm. And then they have a new one called something Origins. Origin?
Something Origins?
Yeah, that's... Okay, so... Like, they were getting complaints about the diversity of...
Anaheim Convention Center.
Oh, it is Anaheim, okay. Oh, right. Yes, that's where it was before. They were getting complaints of the lack of diversity for characters.
What do they mean, diversity?
Like, it's just, like, white people and, like...
Sorry, I was thinking, like, World of Warcraft, where it's, like, humans, non-humans, and stuff. What... was there not enough, like, orcs going on? No.
Okay,
so,
hold on. I got to show
skin
you
skin color.
Yeah, it's just, like, regular-looking humans. So, to appease the Tumblr people, I think, is what they said or something. Not necessarily.
They said that?
They didn't point out Tumblr, but they added, like, a larger pink-haired girl. Let me look at this. Origin of the Storm, maybe? Origin.
Kevin's confusing me. Do you like my lemon in my drink? Ina Garden says, if you're gonna garnish something, do it what's in the drink. So people will say, oh, Holly has a lemon drink, but I don't have a lemon drink. So I guess I broke the rule.
Overwatch. Oh, sorry. Overwatch is
Jeez,
what it's called. Wow.
It was way off.
Wow. Yeah, that's my bad.
Wow. I bet people are watching this that are really into Blizzard games are just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Let's see here. So this is what the original characters look like. Oh, no, that's just, like, normal weird stuff. Nothing. Oh, I guess they're all just, like, white people, maybe.
There's, like, robots, too.
Yeah, people in mech suits. I have no idea.
What's that right there?
Where? I know.
That looks like a...
But they added a new one.
This is going to take you forever.
Yeah, I know. It was on Reddit.
Anyways, it was an issue.
I'm sorry. Yes, it was an issue.
And they rectified it.
Well, they tried to, and then people got more offended that they would try to rectify it or something stupid like that. And I was just like, dude, you can't make these people happy. Just don't listen to them at this point, right? The community doesn't know better.
Well, it's because they should have done it right the first time, Kevin.
Let's see
here. Anyways, there's this thing I saw, and I feel like everybody else knows about it, and I'm the only one that doesn't know about it, so I kind of got sad. It's called a kawaii box.
Kawaii box.
Like, it has, like, cute stuff in it. It's like a subscription box.
Okay. Because boxes are so in right now.
Yeah, they're... It's getting... Oh, I wonder when... That's
what they introduced.
But she's white.
I know, but she's bigger and has pink hair, and she's not skinny and have pink hair or something.
So it's like me?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't about skin color. It was about, like, they were all skinny people?
Yeah, I think
Oh,
so.
Body. Okay.
I think. Something like that. Sorry, everybody. I saw it earlier this week. I didn't write it down.
Anyways, kawaii box.
Okay.
They...
Sounds like Hawaii box.
Well, yeah. But they fill your box with 10 to 12 hand-picked super kawaii items from Japan and Korea.
Okay.
And someone on my Facebook posted a picture of it, and it was just like all this super cute crap that, you know, I would giggle over.
Uh-huh. How much is it? $20 a month? This is not sponsored by Kawaii Box.
No, it's not. $17.99, I think, is the lowest one. Hmm. Which is a lot.
It is. $20 a month. You can get a lot. You can get both a Spotify and Netflix for $20 a month. Just saying.
Yeah. That's like a bill.
It is a bill.
Yeah. Like, but... it's really cute. I don't know. Like, Pusheen has the box that I really wanted to get it.
But Pusheen box is only quarterly.
It is only quarterly, so it's not as much of a commitment, I guess.
Right.
And I feel like it's, like, $20 for a quarter.
Yeah, it is $20 a quarter.
And it is, but I thought you would get mad at me if I got the Pusheen box.
It's $20 every 3 months, so that's what? Sorry, trying to...
What? Are you saying... Sorry. So four like times a year, $80 a month. $80 a year.
Something bucks a month.
Oh.
Well, under $7 a month.
Mm.
Sorry. Spaced out for a second there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Is it really worth...
How do you feel about the boxes? I know we've talked about boxes before.
I hate the boxes. Because you get shit that you don't want. Right? And what do you do with that? And this is all just a fad right now.
I like the boxes that are like... The fashion ones where you, like, try it on and return it if you don't like it. Like, they try to figure out what you like by, you know.
Right, but that's not, like, a monthly subscription, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. They send it
that's
to you
how they get... That's,
they sorry. Send it to you once
this
a month.
This is going
to
be a whole business discussion. Right? I'm not a big fan of the boxes. Conceptually, they're a fantastic business idea, but...
Kevin and I used to get a produce box.
We did.
And it was really hard to... Full Circle, I think it was called?
Yes.
It was really hard to get through the produce every week.
Didn't spill on myself. It's okay.
You remember, like, we would have, like...
Yeah, we would have...
Like, an abundance of mushrooms and zucchini. We'd just be like, I can't eat this much.
Right, and we had the smallest box, too.
Yeah, we did have
the smallest box. We didn't cook a lot at home at that point, though, did we?
No, we cook... I think we cook more now than we did.
Yeah. So maybe if we restarted it,
it might be better. Thing. Yeah.
It was weekly? Yeah, I think it was weekly. Every Wednesday. Something like that.
I don't remember now. It's been so long.
They have another one that has meat included.
What?
Yeah.
I saw someone like a couple blocks away from us got one, and it was pretty big.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
So, I don't know. Boxes, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I never... I remember...
Think about how much shit... You hate how much shit we already have. Like, how much just raw stuff.
Just stuff laying around. I get
so
really
now
angry about
it. Every month, you would get more shit. And you already paid for this. You didn't necessarily know what was in there. And now you're just getting it monthly.
Yeah.
Like, shit monthly.
Well, I remember when I wanted one of the makeup ones.
Uh-huh.
And I almost got it. And then I probably just was like,
you can get...
Well, and it's like, it's not even, like, my friends get it sometimes and they take pictures of it. And it's not even stuff I would want or use. It's like, I don't want that.
Exactly. Like, who... I don't know. To me, it's
the kawaii box. I think I'd be like, hee hee, all the time.
Or the cause box or whatever.
Oh, gosh. You calling out?
I'm calling out. I mean, honestly, that one puzzles me the most. Like, there are some things that make sense. like
I saw them recently, actually, I think on Instagram. They have like different levels of boxes now. Like yeah, they have like big ones where you can get like full size stuff.
Very common business model, but the box structure just doesn't work in my head because like there's so many times you don't
like wasting money on things you don't want.
That's me too, personally. But there are some things that work, like the Dollar Shave Club and stuff like that. Like if I needed to shave a lot,
yeah,
like a reoccurring subscription of getting that
because that's unpredictable. Like yeah,
so you go through that stuff. That's the.
I mean, Amazon does that.
They do.
They do the. This is what you want once a month.
I might actually be signing up for something that has reoccurring deliveries just because I go through it at such a steady pace.
Yeah, Kevin makes these crazy smoothies that are a lot of calories, and they take up. They use a lot of product.
Lots of foods and vegetables.
Yeah, so. Every week he has to go and get like huge bags from Costco of stuff. Yeah. And like, he just goes through it, and it would be nicer if he didn't have to go every week.
Right.
And we could just get
it. Cause it's the same stuff every week. So I know exactly how much I go through.
Yeah.
So it's predictable.
Yeah.
So.
I've never, whenever a box comes out, I'm just like, nope.
Yeah. So you can get everything. I mean, like most of it. And then most of the stuff is like sample size anyway.
So it is a good business idea.
It's a good business idea for the
business. You're making a lot of money.
And people forget to cancel and stuff like that and all that crap. You make so much money being the business side of it.
What do you think about Netflix 4K?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. Don't they already do that?
Yeah. You pay an extra dollar a month or something to get Netflix.
I'm down to clown for that. I'm down for it. We only have one 4K device in the house, but...
Yeah. Yeah. But where do we watch most of our Netflix? We watch most of our Netflix on non-4K compatible things. And
the Chromecast don't do 4K yet.
Oh.
Maybe the new one will.
Well, then what's the point?
Maybe the new one will.
That's a waste of a dollar or more. I don't know if it's a dollar.
Did you just... You just made it up?
I thought it was a dollar. Oh, no! I don't even think that was on camera. My lemon just exploded off of the cup. Dang it.
Now it's a floor.
It's like,
I'd pick it up.
It's like.
It might burn through the. It might stain the.
No way.
Hardwood. Yeah.
Lemons?
Acid? No, well, it's acid.
All right. Well, entertain the thing with our.
I'll dance.
Mid ad read.
Okay. Oh, I guess. Yeah, it is mid ad read. This week's episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Amazon.com. Visit EliteCosplay.com/Amazon to help us. Produce more podcasts. The EliteCosplay.com/Amazon link is an affiliate link for us. So anything that you buy, we get a small percentage back, and that money goes right back in
to photographing you and helping us get more content.
Yes.
Whoosh. You're having a hard time.
I didn't rehearse it. Just kind of winged it. I wasn't prepared for it. That lemon exploding didn't see it coming.
Threw you off.
Threw me off. How much lemon was actually in that cup? Did you squeeze it or did you just kind of accent it?
I just wanted to have a party on my cup. And now I'm sad that it's gone.
You didn't even use your piggy cup.
I don't know where my piggy cup is.
Your piggy cup's in the cabinet.
Is it?
Along with the Seattle cup.
Damn it.
Didn't think ahead.
I didn't.
Just like your party planner. Wait, planner? Planner, not party planner.
What do you mean? Oh. Should I explain that?
Sure, why not?
Ugh.
People
learn that. From my mistakes. Okay, so I was getting this really amazing planner. By the way, I'm kind of obsessed with planners right now, and they're a big thing, I guess, on the Instagram stream. And I ordered it from this company who all they do is planners, and they're really like famous and stuff. And I noticed that it was getting delivered on Saturday, and so I was like, okay, cool, like, great. On Friday night, I was like, we were kind of already planning our Saturday, and I was like, oh, we're gonna be gone for most of the day, and our entrance to our apartment is really hit and miss. Like, sometimes you can get in the door, sometimes you can't get into the door. So for deliveries, it's like, ah, you know. And FedEx is through FedEx, and they're really wussy about stuff. Like, they don't even try to like get in the door. They don't even like try to pull it, so they always leave a note. So I was like, well, I don't want to deal with that shit and worry about it, so I'm gonna have it forwarded to like the Kinko's office, FedEx office,
so you can pick it up from
so
the
I
store.
Can pick it up and not have to deal with it. And FedEx was like, cool girl, we're gonna send it to the FedEx office store. And I was like, sweet, I can get it whenever I want. And then I checked the tracking early Saturday morning, and it said your delivery is coming on Monday. And I said, why is it coming on Monday? And then I thought to myself, FedEx doesn't normally deliver on Saturdays. Saturday delivers are super special because that's how the world works. Things are Monday through Friday.
Except for FedEx Ground, which delivers Tuesday through Saturday instead of...
It was FedEx Home Delivery.
Yeah, and that's Tuesday through Saturday.
Anyways, Sorry,
I had to explain that. I used to work at FedEx.
I was like, oh man, I didn't even think about how special like Saturday delivery was because I think of it like the mail, you know, like you get the mail on Saturday, so whatever. And I was so pissed off at myself because I really wanted to play with my planner, which sounds really stupid and nerdy, but that's how it was. And I was like really angry, like actually angry. Like I don't usually get like that angry at myself because usually I just let things roll, but I was pretty pissed. And then I told Kevin and Kevin was like, you're dumb. And then they called me at like 1 p.m. yesterday and they were like, your package is here. And I was like, ah, I just screamed in Kevin's face.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes.
We were downtown Seattle.
We were driving. And all
We were walking in downtown Seattle. Oh, right. And I was just going, screaming, and people thought it was crazy.
Yes.
But lesson, children, if you get a Saturday package, just let it go. Just let it come to you. Don't divert it. Because then you won't get your planner and you won't be able to play with it.
Yes. Holly's special planner.
Yes, it is a special planner. It's my special planner.
Where's it from again?
ErinCondren.com.
ErinCondren.com.
Yeah. She has a lot, and I guess it's like the one of the planners. The PhiloFax, do you remember those? I don't know. No. It's called PhiloFax, so that just sounds
like... Is it like expandable one, like an accordion thing?
No. Nope, it's just a different type of planner. I think they do a bunch of things.
I don't know.
That one's also really popular, but Erin Condren makes like pretty ones. So sorry, I'm going on a planner tangent.
Yes. Hollis. Hashtag Holly Planner.
Hashtag Bouncy Robot is what I'm using for my planner name.
Okay. There you go, everybody. So, this weekend, Spectre came out.
Yeah.
We have not seen it.
Have you ever seen a James Bond cosplay?
Stole where I was heading with this.
I guess you wouldn't know if it was a James Bond cosplay because you would just be like, there's a guy in a suit.
Right. That's what I was
thinking. Does he use a special gun, though?
He does use a PPK. Walther. Walther. PPK.
I don't know what that is.
That's an English brand gun.
Ah.
PPK.
So if you're in a suit and you have a PPK and you're in an Aston Martin...
Okay, if people have Aston Martins when they go to conventions?
Then we'll know you're James Bond.
Mm. Do you have to be a suave
too generic.
Englishman?
Yeah.
Like Sean Connery style? Or maybe if you flopped your hair to the side, you could be a Pierce Brosnan?
Ugh, he was the worst.
He was the most comedic.
I don't like that James Bond.
The most campy.
Mm.
No?
It was bad.
Who? Okay. What about Roger Moore?
I mean, like, the Roger Moore ones are campy, but they're, like, great campy, because it's, like...
How is it great campy?
It's, like, 60s campy.
Okay.
And you're, like, ha, 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 like, Octopussy. So you know what I mean? Like, that movie is so ridiculous and so funny, but it's, like, it's also Roger Moore, and so he's, like, really attractive, and you're, like, oh. But it's just funny. The Pierce Brosnan one, it's, like, okay, we're in the late 90s, early 2000s. And it's trying to be, like, serious, like, action-y movie. Yeah, like, rolling on, like, I don't know. The Daniel Craig ones are very well done.
Because they took it away. They changed the format of
the movie. Every James Bond is erased now.
They hit the reset button.
They reset.
I think the first James Bond was Casino Royale.
The first one ever?
Maybe.
It's a book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because So HBO tricked me because I wanted to watch Casino Royale, and then I saw it, so I hit play, and it said 1967 Casino Royale. I was like, nope, the wrong one.
Which James Bond is that?
I don't even know.
Or which guy?
I don't know. I watched like 30 seconds of it, and I was like, this is not Casino Royale, Daniel Craig.
Huh.
So I stopped watching it. It might be an independent movie by itself, or a standalone from the Bond series.
Yeah, James Bond, the rights are really weird. Let's see what this is.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. James Bond cosplay would be difficult. But there could be a couple cool ones, like Jaws from
Peter Sellers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think this was an actual...
Or one of the villains. You have to roll around with a chair so you can turn around dramatically.
Jaws?
Yeah, Jaws.
See, that like that one. That one was like so hilarious. Like, he's just coming at you, and he's like, and then he has those teeth, and you're just like, what are you going to do? And then they're like... on the little wire trolleys. Things, and he's like, yeah. Like, what?
You can bite through cables with his jaws,
that's,
man.
I mean, it's great. You're just like, that is so hilarious. And then the Pierce Brosnan one, you're like, you know better, Pierce Brosnan. Okay. Like, it's trying to be sexy, but it
Halle Berry.
But it wasn't.
No.
Hey, at the time Halle Berry, at that scene, everybody was like,
of her career.
Everybody was like freaking out. They were like, look at this girl. Oh my God. Hey, she won an Oscar.
Did she?
For Monster's Ball. I think that's what it's called.
Monster Ball? I don't know.
Monster's Ball. Yeah, she won an Academy Award. I was there.
Really? Well, you were there. She
wasn't there, but I watched it. She
saw Halle Berry accept it. What's the other one that she was in? She was in Fantastic Four. She was in...
She wasn't in Fantastic Four.
Yeah, she was.
What did she do in Fantastic Four?
She was like the stretchy girl, the invisible girl. What was she in?
That's Jessica Alba.
Damn it!
She's in X-Men.
Damn it!
Jesus!
Had those mixed up. And I love Jessica Alba, so...
No, you don't.
She was in Dark Angel.
So?
And I liked Dark Angel.
Is that Joss Whedon?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. It is. It's based in Seattle. The guy was in the wheelchair. She has a tattoo on the back of her neck.
I didn't watch Dark Angel.
Dark Angel was good. I liked
the barcode tattoo. Isn't that a Blade thing?
And Hitman and a lot of other things have barcode tattoos involved with it.
God, the late 90s were all about them barcode tattoos. Yeah. Anyway.
Dollhouse. Another good series.
That is Joss Whedon.
That was also Joss Whedon, yes.
I don't know if this one's... Am I going to have to call you out?
What? What about what? That it's not good or what? Dark Angel? Call me about what?
Who is it directed by?
It's Joss Whedon, for sure.
Created by not Joss Whedon.
I'm pretty sure he was partly associated with it. Because it got canceled and it was on Fox, which are the two hallmarks of a Joss Whedon thing.
It was created by James Cameron and Charles H. Egli.
All right.
Joss Whedon's name is not on here.
All right. That's my bad then.
Boom. You agreed.
We'll have to look into this. Okay. Now we're looking into it. Anyway, that's all I had this week. So
what? James Bond cosplay? Did you see one?
No. I was just talking about it. I was just talking about it because I was wondering, because it just came out. So I figured somebody might do it. But then I thought to myself, who'd be...
It's way too hard to do unless you looked exactly like one of the James Bonds. And like... You know what? You could walk around with like the black swirl thing around you and you could be at the end of the hole.
Oh.
I don't know though. Like, it'd be really hard to, you know, otherwise people might think you're like Archer or something.
Yes. I get. Do they spoof that in Archer? I don't think they spoof
Archer is like basically like it's James Bond inspired.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yes. But with the you would do the cell shading.
You would do the cell shading, yeah. But I'm just saying it's way too basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be no way to really distinguish yourself. No. Unless you went Pierce Brosnan.
Oh God.
The hair flop. Ugh. Whatever.
I don't know. He had like this puffy thing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ugh. Gross. Not into it.
Not into it?
Just
can't truck around in a suit all day. Or maybe in a man thong.
In the black turtleneck.
Or black turtle. It's a not a, what does he call it?
I don't know.
Like a strategic. Oh yeah. Well, he's like, it's not just black. There's all these shades of black. I don't know. That's Archer. Anyway,
watch Archer if you haven't.
Yes, Archer is fantastic.
Oh, so great. I'm done.
I'm done too.
Yeah, that was good timing.
Yeah,
we both got silent and it was awkward. Anyways, join us next week for the 43rd episode, and hopefully we'll have another buddy here.
Maybe
if they're not working overtime.
Yes,
which is understandable. But anyways. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Oh,
I was going to say, and please go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon to purchase anything from Amazon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's banging around.